ICE detainers, 6 criminal aliens busted in Florida child predator sting, 48 people arrested in total. By Randy Clark on August 5, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE, officers placed immigration detainers on 6 criminal aliens arrested as part of a multi-agency sting operation in Florida targeting child sex predators. One of the criminal aliens arrested was a University of Florida student on a visa who, along with the other defendants, allegedly planned to meet with and sexually abuse children ages 13 to 15. Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced the arrest of 48 individuals in all, including the 6 foreign nationals flagged with ICE detainers, Breitbart's Hannah Knudsen reported. The arrests were part of a 6-day undercover operation aimed at taking online child predators off the street. The operation, coordinated by the Marion County Sheriff's Office, marks the highest number of arrests ever made during this annual joint effort to protect Florida children from exploitation and abuse. A massive, multi-agency, 6-day undercover operation targeting child sex predators resulted in 48 arrests, including 6 criminal aliens. We placed detainers on the 6 criminal aliens who had come to the U.S. to sexually abuse and exploit children. One of the aliens, pic.twitter.com/1L5GGTGQC. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. At ICE.gov, August 4, 2025. In a press release last week, Florida State Attorney General James Uthmeyer commented on the operation, saying, "As a father, I am outraged by the heinous crimes we spoke about today. As Attorney General, I'm proud of the brave officers behind this record-breaking operation. They came after children, but Florida and federal law enforcement were waiting for them. Thanks to the Marion County Sheriff's Office for putting this operation together so these men were stopped before they could harm a single child." On Monday, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced the placement of the detainers in a social media posting on X, formerly Twitter, highlighting the identification of the 6 criminal aliens identified after their arrest in the operation. The operation exposed the use of Snapchat as a platform to target children. According to law enforcement authorities, predators used various online chat and gaming platforms, including Snapchat, to message and meet with minors, which were undercover officers posing as the minors. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods cautioned parents about the dangers posed by online predators, saying, "We will never arrest every single one of them. You have to know what your child is doing online. And children have to know what dangers are lurking online. As a sheriff and as a father, I understand the anger and disgust a parent has towards these types of individuals," Woods added in a press conference published by 12 News CBS. "I assure you that we will continue to attack this plague head on." The Florida Attorney General's office is suing Snapchat for knowingly and willingly violating Florida law. The lawsuit, filed in April, states that rather than obeying Florida law, Snapchat is actively deceiving parents about the risks associated with using the platform. The 6 criminal aliens identified after their arrest in the sting operation include suspects from Jamaica, El Salvador, Dubai, and India who traveled to the state of Florida intending to prey on children, according to authorities. The defendants arrested in the sting operation now face a myriad of criminal charges that include traveling to meet a minor for illegal sexual conduct, human trafficking, and using a computer to solicit a child for sexual conduct. This operation was executed by the Marion County Sheriff's Office, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Marshals Service, Florida Highway Patrol, Polk County Sheriff's Office, Ocala Police Department, Port Orange Police Department, and the Lake City Police Department. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.